4 VWA, mobile.
4. Kane 4 VWA, KO4 CKK.
KKK, Kane 4 VWA, what's up this morning? It's awful nice out there. A little cool, but, you know, hey, it's wintertime.
Yeah, and I'm really, really good with that. Just doing the normal 385 northbound traffic jam.
Kidding. Imagine that. I don't mean to be a smart aleck, but I'm definitely not surprised.
That everyday thing, but I was watching the news this morning, and they said they had a driver going the wrong way on 385 around 1 this morning, was in a crash and died in it. So I don't know if this is part of that or just normal.
Going the wrong way on 385. I hate that somebody could get that disoriented and do something like that, but, you know, people never cease to amaze me. The bad part is that he paid with his life.
True story. Very true story. I agree with you. And also, it's kind of morbid, but, you know, working in public safety, that kind of thing keeps me gainfully employed.
What do you do in public safety?
I am actually the communications coordinator for Greenville County.
So you get to handle all the radio gear, and now is that transmitted, all transmitted signals?
Yes, sir. Anything to do with fire, police, EMS, with the exception of the municipal PDs, all of their radios actually flow through me for maintenance and upkeep, such as that.
Are you the only one?
I was until about 8 months ago. I actually have a fellow who took actually my old job and now works with me. So there's two of us that manage just about 4,000 radios.
Well, goodness gracious, that's got to be a pretty good workload. Well, so, Greenville County's pretty much gone over to microwave, hasn't it?
And the county is now on the 800 Palmetto 800 system. That's a statewide system.
So everybody can communicate with everybody. That coordination, finally.
It is a novel concept from when I started with this a lot of years back. But yeah, they're finally getting on board with interoperability. It's still a slow go, but we're getting there, slowly but surely.
Good, that's good. Now, I don't know how far I'll have you on the repeater here. I'm on 26. Running east towards Charleston, and I'm about to cross over Highway 29 in Spartanburg on 26. And I don't know how well the repeater's doing down through here anymore, so I may get pretty scratchy. How you doing, buddy? Hey, we need to get together. I need that manual back.
Sounds like the plan to me. But if you have any other radios you might want to part with, I'd like to know, especially some good ones.
But, if you can be on the radio at about... Oh, goodness, somebody just ran off into a tree back there. Goodness gracious. Well... That's bad. Little HHR just ran off the interstate here and hit a tree. Hope they're not hurt. Chandler, I tell you what time do you get off work?
Somewhere from about 3:30 to 5 o'clock.
What area are you working in now?
I am working in... Greenville will be on West Hillcrest Drive, pretty much just off of Rutherford Road. Actually, you could probably get there from Highway 29 but the manual is in my personal truck, so I'd have to go back to the house afterwards and get it ready to you. But you're welcome to stop by my hotel.
All right, well, are you on QRZ?
I am.
All right, good enough. I'll look you up on QRZ and see if I can get a hold of you that way. We've kind of let our other third person in the circle here go. Take it away, big guy. What was your name? I'm Steve, and that's Chandler on the other end.
Mark, I've actually talked to you both before, Steve, I think you know the guy that works with me, and I can't remember his call, but it's Robbie Eden.
Robbie? Yep. How about that? So, well, that's a small world. That's good.
Robbie's a really, really good guy. He's a great technician. He's been working with me about 8.5 months now, and just super fella.
That's a fact, and he doesn't smell bad either.
I'll tell him he said so.
Yeah, you tell him I said that. Tell him I said hello. How about that? My goodness. Well, Chandler, I'll get a hold of you on the from the QRZ, buddy. I do need that 950 manual back. Your email's on there, right? Oh, Chandler, man. What was your first name?
It's about TS950.
What was your first name?
MARK.
Right, Mark. Okay, good enough. And what did you just say? Something about something?
Talking to Chandler about, is that for TS950?
AZU, HF base unit, and FT950.
Okay, I don't have that one. I've been downloading a lot of mine. I found the, it's called Park Books or something like that online. It costs me a couple of dollars, but I can download pretty much any manual I want. So if you get into it, yeah.
See, the thing is I've got the original box for this radio, and Chandler has my original manual, and I'm selling that radio, so I wanted to get that manual back so that I could have it back with the radio when I let it go.
I get it. I like keeping all my stuff together, too.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to jump out. Got to head to the job site. I'll hold it back at you later on down the road, and I'll be on and off to the theater throughout the day. They open with us in the
Throw that call sign out there one more time.
Steve, what'd you say? I didn't copy.
Throw your call sign out there one more time.
Kilowatt, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Zulu.
Thank you, sir, and I'll be in touch. So, anyhow, Mark, do you do much HF?
Get there. I'm using Robbie as my Homer, so I'm trying to learn a little bit, and when we are moving to a new office early next year, he's going to... Hopefully we'll slow down enough he can really start teaching me some stuff and I can go get my general ticket.
Go. Sounds good to me. Well, in the meantime, do you have an HF radio yet?
I actually have a couple that I've been able to acquire. And I've been playing and trying to listen and learn and play in the band that I can play in. And I've made a couple contacts.
That's good, bud. That's good. Well, I was going to recommend a radio to you. I just picked up. Now, my main radio is a Yaesu FT991A, and it's one of the latest, greatest things. It just works beautifully. But I want to do some POTA and some field day work, and I picked up a FT450D. And that thing is just as good as it can be, and it doesn't weigh 1,200 pounds.
I heard you and David talk about that one day. You were just about to get that 450, and that's one of the ones I'm playing with right now. it's actually, you know, a work radio, but they allow me to take it and play with it and such. So I'm actually using it at the house to learn, running them off of the in-fit halfway.
Oh, that's a good combination. That ought to get you going pretty good. So where do you work out of? Just downtown somewhere?
Yeah, currently my office is downtown City Hall on Main Street, and I'll be moving over to McAllister Square next year.
In and out. Where's the location you said?
Today I work at Greenville City Hall in the basement, and I'll be moving over to McAllister Square next year.
Okay. So, well, does Greenville County own the old McAllister Square?
So Greenville Tech actually owns it, but Greenville County government is leasing the end, the whole bottom floor, over next to Publix.
That was the old Myers Arnold end. How about that? Well, that's good. That's good. That'll give you a little more space to play.
Yes, it will. I was very, very fortunate because I've been working with the group I'm with for a lot of years that gave me a 600 square foot office just because of all the gear that I have.
Hey, man, listen, when you got a bench, a whole bunch of stuff, man, parts are not always readily available, and you got to wait until you get the parts and get it put back together. You got to have a place to put it to do that. So, a lot of times, folks don't understand what it takes to have an electronic repair area.
100% correct. But I mean, my office folks, my admin is very, very good to me. And while they may not understand what I do, they understand what it takes to do or see all the stuff I have to make it all work.
That's good. So they got you some pretty good test equipment, like signal generators and all that?
Throw that, try again.
Top of this hill. So they got you some pretty good test equipment, like signal generators, that type of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got quite a bit of test equipment. I've got the equipment that right now I can do a auto alignment on all of the radios that I have to service.
That's good. What are you running? Are you running Motorola?
Yeah, about 90% of what's in the county is Motorola, but all the fire service is running Kenwood.
Buying decent stuff. That's good. That's good. Yeah, and Motorola really does support their stuff with good test equipment and backup.
They have a couple of different sorts of monitors that they recommend, and I purchased a couple of them, and that way when somebody comes in with a problem, I can align it back to factory specs and send them back out the door. It takes about 7 minutes.
Well, I tell you what, bud, I'm all the way down here at Walnut Grove. I'm not to Clint yet. I really expected this thing to work a little better, at least down to Clint, but I'm starting to get in and out of some of these holes over here. So instead of you having to listen to a bunch of fried eggs, I'm going to go ahead and sign, and I'll talk to you again soon. And you tell Robbie I said he ain't right. So, 73,
K4,
VWA, I'm clear.
VWA, very good talking to you, sir. And I know what you mean about losing coverage. I live just above there in Lawrence County. And, yeah, the repeater's not quite doing as well as it used to. I appreciate the convo, and 73 to you, sir. Be careful.
AW4FCM.